Well, Man United fans, how are you guys feeling? Erik ten Hag has been fired following a run of just one win from their last eight matches. He lasted 2.5 years in the role, won the FA Cup in his time with the Red Devils, but a 2-1 defeat to West Ham proved to be his last game in charge. But former United player Gary Neville tells Sky Sports News their 3-0 loss to Tottenham in September was the beginning of the end.
Maybe it was decided a few weeks ago that, you know, the next big bad loss or bad result, we're probably going to have to act, and that's come yesterday. So they will, I think, have started definitely the process of finding Erik ten Hag's successor, because that Tottenham game a few weeks ago did feel like the end, even though it wasn't the end on that particular day.
Former striker Ruud van Nistelrooy will take over in the interim. Staying with football news, it was believed that Brazilian and Real Madrid striker Vinicius Jr. was the frontrunner to win the Ballon d'Or in Paris tonight. However, football oracle Fabrizio Romano has tweeted that he won't be winning it. So no one from Real Madrid will be travelling to the ceremony tonight. So no Kylian Mbappe, no Jude Bellingham and no Vinicius Jr. This will be the first year in 21 years that neither Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo are on the shortlist for the prestigious award. This means that Man City midfielder Rodri might be the front runner for the award without all those Madrid players present. In the women's Ballon d'Or, Barcelona's Atana Bomati is set to win her second successive title this evening. And finishing with cricket, the Proteas in Bangladesh face off in the second test of the series in Chattogram. South Africa's batting was saved by Kyle Verana's 100 in the second innings of the first test match, and captain Aidan Markram hopes that the top six step up in the second test.
Each batter in their own individual unique way, backing their strengths and finding a way to put the Bangladesh bowlers under some pressure, which will make for run scoring a little bit easier and a little bit more free-flowing. We'll have to assess how the wicket players as well as respect to sort of each of our options that we try to take on, and ultimately all you can do as a player is back your strengths, back those options, and you hope it's your base.
The Proteas go into that second test with a 1-0 lead. It gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, South African time. That's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.